شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, madam. My delegation would like to refer here that there is a need to respect the rules of speech and exchange. This meeting must not become a circus which does not respect the sovereignty of member states and decorum and rules of exchange in the United Nations. We would like to emphasize that the chairperson must enforce these rules and not tolerate any violations. Madam Chairperson, some speakers mentioned the Syrian Arab Republic yesterday and made false accusations and allegations, and we would like to clarify the following. It is unfortunate that some speakers have, in fact, used this a forum for political motivations that go beyond the mandate of this forum, and that they have not respected the UN rules and the rules of procedure, as well as civilized language that should be used in UN settings. These speakers have given a misleading image of on the situation in Syria in order to promote their own political agendas and the agendas of their financiers and sponsors. They have exploited this forum to, in fact, fabricate allegations that do not serve the results of this forum and, in fact, adversely affects the aims and objectives of this forum on minorities. Madam Chairperson, the Constitution of the Syrian Arab Republic guarantees equal rights for all and without discrimination based on origin, religion, or sex. And their rights are guaranteed in all fields, including political rights. We in Syria are proud of our diversity. We do not have minorities in Syria. We only have Syrians who belong to cultural categories. They enjoy all the rights enshrined in the Constitution. And this is our cultural heritage, which strengthens our unity on the land of the Syrian Arab Republic. Law number 49 of 2011 has provided nationality to Kurds